Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about AI agents and how that can unlock a lot of potential for businesses and content creators. So in this episode, I'll be focusing on what they are, how we can set one up, and you know, and how they work. The reason I even bring this topic up is because I've been hearing a lot about AI agents. And I wanted to make sure my listeners are aware of what they are and how we can leverage them to set ourselves up for success. In this episode, we'll be focusing on what are AI agents, the problems which is faced by businesses and content creators, why AI agents are the solution, what are the benefits for startups, small businesses, solopreneurs, and even content creators, and how to set up an AI agent. And a real-life example for content creators. So let's go to what are AI agents. So AI agents are these autonomous systems which are designed to perform tasks and make decisions. They process and analyze data independently. They adapt to new inputs or environments. They handle repetitive or complex tasks efficiently. To elaborate, so think about it this way, right? Like, in an AI agent, so basically let's even take your ChatGPT for example. You are giving it an input and it will return an output. So AI agents are not like that. They don't need an input. They act on behalf of the user. They require minimal human intervention. So they already know what the human is expecting from them. And that's that can save a lot of time for a small business or a startup, you know, or a content creator. So because they've been doing a bunch of things, they're trying to make a lot of change in this world, and AI agents are just helping them to make that change pretty quickly. And that's that does give a lot of time back. So I'm sure if you're a content creator like myself, you're thinking like, how can I leverage this? And I will talk about all of that. But I just wanted you to be aware that there is something out there which can help save us a lot of time. So yeah, just to elaborate further on what are AI agents used for. They're used to automate repetitive tasks like scheduling customer support. So think like you're trying to schedule a call with your future customer who's currently a lead, like a potential lead, right? And you want to set up a one-on-one with them. AI agents can help with that. And they can help you talk to your customers, like a customer support as well. So if you're a small business or a startup, you want to be focusing more on creating, and customer support needs to be automated, because you know there could be repetitive tasks that you want to do. And on you know, something like customer support automation using AI agents would be a lot of help for your business. They analyze data to generate insights or predictions. So it's AI, right? So it's going to be giving you a lot of insights about what's happening. They may help you with the next steps, like as in like what kind of steps you should be taking, right? Or could be just telling you what could be happening if you take this action. They help create personalized user experiences as well. So every user is independent and we need to treat them as such. And I'm sure every business owner knows that. What business owners essentially what want from their audience is they want their audience to have a very personalized experience and an amazing experience. That's what they want from them. And a user, on the other hand, they want more personalization. So AI agents will help with that, right? And they also assist with creative processes like content generation, right? And we all know this, like how AI is being used to generate content. So I'm going to focus less on that, but I think this is something, if you do it the right way, you can have an agent do that work for you. So what are currently the challenges for businesses, your small business, your startups, and even a solopreneur or a content creator? What are some of the challenges that, you know, they face where an AI agent can come in? So you're doing a lot of time-consuming repetitive tasks, like a lot of admin work, data analysis. This is something that, like, admin work could be your customer support, right? And you don't want to be focusing too much time on that, because the main focus of your business should be, yes, to make your customers happy, but also be deriving value, right? And you should be focusing more on creating, especially if you're a small business and you don't have time, too much time on your hand. So just use an AI agent instead. You're also facing limited resources to scale operations or create content. Now, like I mentioned, you do have less employees maybe working for you. You do not have enough funds. And just leveraging AI agents would be the solution. And I can talk about more on that during the solution part of it. But yeah, you do have limited resources for you. You have difficulty in engaging with customers 24/7. So I had mentioned about this as well. Like you're interacting with your customers and you can't give too much of your time to do that, because when else are you going to work on your business? You also struggle to stay competitive with data-driven decision-making. So, you know, you try to leverage data to benefit your business, whether that's content creation, your startup, small business, and you want to focus on being competitive. You want to use that data to benefit your business. And that kind of decision-making can be easier with an agent. There could be times you struggle with coming up with new content. As a content creator, yes, I do occasionally need some ideas from a ChatGPT or something. I do want to keep finding new content, and there could be times I'm hit with a creative block. So there's a lot of inefficiencies at times with content creation. Now I want to just talk about why AI agents are the solution. They help automate mundane and repetitive tasks, saving time. So like I spoke about with customer support, it's a repetitive task, it's mundane. As a content creator or a small business, especially as a small business and a startup, if you're having a product out there and your customer's trying to reach out to you, if most of your time is going in that, when are you even creating any value? And those kind of tasks are automated. They provide scalability without significant overhead costs. They deliver 24/7 customer support and engagement. And they analyze data efficiently to enable informed decisions. So like I mentioned with the data analysis part of it, they do a lot of analysis as well. Customer support customer support queries they help with as well. They help with scaling your organization without any significant overhead costs. And the scaling part of it is obviously more relevant to small businesses and startups. They boost your creativity by assisting in content ideation and production. So basically, you're coming up with new ideas because of this AI agent. Maybe you're hit with that creative block, which I mentioned earlier, and AI agent is your solution for them. So just imagine a world where you're getting AI agents send an email to you, for example, about new ideas that you can come up with. It's not something that you need to explicitly tell it. that you want to get some new ideas, it is automatically giving you one, sending you by email or something else. So that's something I think an AI agent will be really beneficial. So you just want to focus more specifically for startups and small businesses, how AI agents can help. While and I already talked about this before, we just wanted to like maybe just narrow it down to startups and small businesses in this section. So they help streamline operations and they reduce costs. They automate customer support and inquiries. Already spoke about that customer support automation. Operations are streamlined because the agents are doing that operation, so you're not focusing too much on that. You're not hiring any employees to do this. So if you're a small business or a startup, you can do a lot of automation with the AI agent and not hire any person to do this. And that would be significantly less expensive than hiring somebody full time. They help optimize marketing efforts with ad targeting and lead generation. And they also do a lot of targeting the right people, generating leads. So this kind of stuff can be taxing, especially if you don't have a background in marketing. This isn't something you enjoy to do. You focus, you like to work especially on the content part of it, like the product part of it. Maybe you enjoy developing the product more, and that's where your interest is. The marketing is something you need to do to make people more aware. And yes, there's no excuse for that, but like a marketing effort is more optimized, right? And more relevant ad targeting, better lead generations. You can get better leads with this. And that's where there's a lot of benefit in this AI agent. So they'll help enhance decision-making with predictive analytics. Since they do a lot of data analysis, yes, they will help with predictions as well, which would enhance your decision-making skills for the company. So now focusing specifically on solopreneurs and content creators. So I fall in this category, which is a content creator. They save time by automating admin tasks, right? So if I want to be doing, let's say, for example, I want to create like a Reddit post for my content. I want to advertise on Reddit or Twitter or Quora for that matter. So I want to be seen on all platforms, and an AI agent can help with that. I don't have to spend my time marketing too much. I'll be spending more time on the actual content part of it, which interests me. So speaking from a personal perspective, I do like to generate and I like to create more content. I like to focus on the content creation part. The marketing is something that I need to do to make people more aware of what my expertise is. If I want to make people aware and if I don't have too much time to do this marketing, I can ask an AI agent to do this automation for me. They help generate content ideas, blogs, and visuals with AI tools. So something like Canva is, I think, a good AI agent where you can create an AI agent. Basically, the automation can be done. Create ideas. Again, it helps with ideas as well. Blogs, amazing visuals. Whenever I think about amazing visuals with AI, Canva comes to mind. I don't think there's too many tools better than Canva right now. They help analyze audience preferences, which would help you boost your engagement. They scale up efficiency without increasing any overhead costs. So basically the scaling process is something they help with, and overhead is significantly reduced because you're not hiring anybody external. You're just doing it all internally with your AI agent. Now let's talk about the more fun part, which is basically how to set up an AI agent. This is how you can end up using this. First, you need to do is define the purpose of an AI agent. Why do you want this, right? And then you choose the right tools or platforms which are no code or developer focused. So if you don't have a coding background and if you don't have a developer working for you, you can just choose the right tools which can allow you to create something without any code. Then what you need to do is gather what data you need for training and customization, then configure and test the AI agent. So at this step, you need to configure the model and test the AI agent, how it's working. Integrate into your workflow for a small business or a startup or even a corner. So basically all four categories, small business, startups, solopreneurs, content creators. At this step, you're going to integrate your workflow, then monitor performance and optimize. So it's like a six-step process. Basically just define the purpose of AI agent, choosing the right tools, gathering the right data for training and customization, configuring after gathering the data. So that's step number four, configuring and testing the AI agent. Still step number four, integrating into your workflow. Step number five and step number six is monitoring performance and optimization. So here's how an AI agent would look like for content creators. So defining your purpose could in this step could be automating your blog and social media content creation. Tools you could use is ChatGPT for text generation, Canva for the visuals. Then integration, for integration, you can use Zapier. Zapier or Zapier for auto posting on social platforms. So I've used Zapier before, and it's really very easy to use to post automatically your content on a platform like a Reddit or a Twitter, right? And for optimization sake, you can schedule your posts during your peak engagement times. So peak engagement time is when your audience is most engaged with you. So that could be maybe on a Friday at 3 p.m. That could be your most engaged time. And you can schedule your post to go out during this time. Just like to summarize this. So AI agents, they enable individuals to operate like larger organizations. Individuals and smaller teams to operate like so AI agents enable individuals and smaller teams to operate like larger organizations. So right, like I mean, imagine you're just a team of three people. AI agents could make you seem like a team of 10 people. And if you don't have enough resources in the early stages, AI agents is your friend and your employee, and without significant overhead. They save time, reduce costs, and boost creativity and productivity. So whether you're a startup, solopreneur, or content creator, AI agents can drive growth and innovation. So that's all for this episode. If you like this episode, please leave 5 stars on your favorite podcast platform. So I'm available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and a bunch of other more platforms. Please feel free to share this podcast with your friends, coworkers, family members who you think can benefit from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for listening and hit that subscribe button today. I will see you in the next one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.